The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by Mark. A leper came to Jesus, and kneeling down, he begged him, and he said, "If you really want to, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him. And he said, "I do will it. Be made clean." And the leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him, and he said, "Don't tell anyone anything, but just go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away, and he began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, yet people kept coming to him from everywhere. This is good news from the Lord. This is one of those gospels that if you don't know, and most Catholics don't, the Jewish background, you don't really get the import of the whole story, because it's not what you think. So let's just give us the setting, just a little bit. First of all, I know when you and I hear healing stories or exorcisms, we immediately think, well, this is good old Jesus again proving that he's God. It has nothing to do with that. And the proof of that is in all three of the Synoptic Gospels, Jesus tells the disciples, "You will heal and you will drive out devils." So if they're doing it too, this is not meant as a proof that he's God. In fact, as in almost all native and ancient cultures, healing was a multifaceted phenomenon. They weren't as materialistic as we are. They expected healing to come from many sources. Now, the people who held the monopoly, as is often the case, were the priests, the temple, religion. They were the official healers. And that's what you heard in the first reading, where it was very clear that when you were a leper, you were not allowed to come into the city and no one was allowed to touch you. Now, unless you know those two things, and most of us wouldn't, you don't get the import of the gospel. Because Jesus, here he comes along, and to use our language, he's offering free health care. And you know who this is a threat to? As it is to our government, apparently, it's a threat to the temple. It's a threat to the priestly class. And that's why he tells them, go show yourself to the priests. I'm not picking a fight with them. I'm not trying to compete with them. But I am administering and offering a whole different level of healing. Spiritual healing. Usually it's actually relational healing. If you look at every single healing story, and every time Jesus drives out a devil, he resituates the person inside of the village, the community, the law, and he tells them, in effect, you're okay. He takes away what we would call, it's not their word, it's ours, their low self-esteem. So, we heard in the first reading, if you were listening, and I'm sure you were, to even touch a leper makes you unclean too. And that's why the text goes out of its way to say he touched him. And why, as I said, he tells him, now don't tell anybody about it. I'm not competing with the priests. But sure enough, the people began to publicize the whole matter. The report spread abroad. And what has happened is Jesus changes places with the leper. The leper is now inside, and Jesus has to remain outside. This is amazing. This is not the kind of thing we expect from religion, which gives us higher spiritual status. I'm sure coming here today, you all have more status, because you can say tomorrow, I went to church. Huh? Well, here we have Jesus giving up his status. So I guess the question for us is this. Who are you afraid to touch? Who are the unworthy ones in our society? We seem to be mass producing them under our present government. But we all have our little rules of who's in and who's out, who's right and who's wrong. Who would you be willing to change places with at the risk of touching, loving, caring for, or having a friend, perhaps a handicapped friend, perhaps a homeless person, perhaps a gay or lesbian person, perhaps a black person? We still have our categories, absolutely equivalent to lepers, and we all do. Liberal people have them and conservative people have them. Conservatives tend to have more. But we all have people that we have decided are unworthy. So now, you can read this gospel in a very different way. It's not just a pious story about Jesus the great healer, and we're all supposed to cheer for Jesus. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he God? What he says to the disciples, he's saying to you as disciples, who are you going to touch? Who are you going to befriend? When are you going to go outside the walls of the South Valley or the Hispanic culture or the Catholic Church? Until you do that, until I do that, I don't think any of us are like Jesus.